am coming, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm asking you to birth this. And those online laboring together as those who lift up the hands, the Aarons and the Hurs that lift up the hands of Moses, as you lift up the hands of this movement in the earth, in this house, you're lifting up my desired will, says the Spirit of the Lord. Enter in, whether you're here physically or whether you're here online. Know that I'm hearing your prayers. The synergy of your prayers combined with this river is creating and birthing. Know this, that I'm breaking the mold. I'm expanding and I'm breaking the mold for every individual. I'm opening up new places of understanding. Old places that were established of me will settle in and stay. But those things that were assumed to be of me and only thought to be of me will pass away. But I'm opening up the new, says the Spirit of the Lord. Did I not say that with all types of prayers to make intercession with supplications, and all types of prayers, says the Spirit of the Lord. Now I'm asking for a birthing from you to stay in the Spirit. Monitor your spirit in these times, in these seasons, and even in your private prayer closets. Monitoring these places where I come corporately, because I desire to take you with all types of prayers and take you from the transition of self-edification to intercession and back. And your worship, know this, that there is the prayer of faith in which you will pray out of your understanding. But I desire to go past your understanding and supersede that, says the Lord. I will take your prayers of understanding and anoint them with prophetic prayers, so that you're praying with your understanding, but praying outside of the normal place of your understanding, that you're praying and decreeing. And much of that has been done even here tonight. But understand that as you pray in the Spirit, that I desire to lead you, to guide you, to teach you. You've entered in, says the Spirit of grace, to the classroom of the Holy Spirit. Don't just learn with the mind, learn with the Spirit. Learn that as I continue to transition you, that you follow the flow. Enter into the flow of my Spirit, says the Lord. Enter into the flow of my Spirit, says the Lord. Enter into the flow of my Spirit in these sessions, because these sessions will increase. Vacillation, yielding to vacillation, yielding to the place where you pray in the Spirit and then prophetically pray out loud. It's not the volume of your voice, although it may supersede your norm. But know this, that I desire prophetic prayers. I desire prayers that are decrees. I desire prayers that are present day speaking prophecies brought to fruition in your prayers. I will anoint these things. As I bring forth my anointing in the prayer of intercession and praying in other tongues, I also will join with you and take your prayer of faith and prayer of understanding. Did I not say, I remind you in Ephesians 6, with all types, I used the word types in that place, kinds I used in that place to let you know that my Spirit will lead you in many different ways. Enter into the classroom of the Holy Spirit, says the Spirit of grace. Be used in many different types and kinds of prayers, says the Spirit of the Lord. Birthing comes through many types and kinds, says the Spirit of the Lord. Birthing comes through many types and kinds, says the Spirit of the Lord. Listen in these times as you pray in the Spirit. Get in my flow as you enter into my rivers. Many streams will come, many rivers will come. I will flow in different ways. Do not be afraid of breaking molds. Many molds of things that you thought, this is the only way, will be shattered in the days ahead, says the Spirit of grace. But I am pleased with you. I'm exceedingly pleased with you. Stay in the place of prayer. Stay in the place of intercession. Get in the flow. You'll find that as you enter into the flow of my river, in sessions like this, in sessions that will increase, it'll become an ease to you. Your spirit and your mind will become one, and you will not even have to think of the next prayer. The prayer will be provided for you by the Holy Spirit. I am a God that desires not only prayers of intercession, as I have said, by the Spirit, as in tongues, but I relish and take great delight in prayers of understanding that are anointed prophetically by my Spirit to bring forth the anointing and the breakthroughs that are necessary for this house to go to the next level, says the Spirit of grace. So enter in. Learn how to swim in these rivers. Learn how to be absorbed in them, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not fret if you're a person that is quiet. I will move in your quietness. Do not fret if you're a person that is more expressive. I will move in your expressions. Enter into the place. If you stay in the soul, says the Spirit of the Lord, then you will be disrupted by your mind, by the prayers of understanding, the prophetic prayers being prayed by others in meetings like this. Do not stay in your mind. Get in the flow. Separate yourself and get into a place where you set your attention on me, says the Lord, and I'll flow through you. And at the peripheral, you'll hear and join in with a synergy of all the prayers that are being prayed. As a great river is flowing, you'll enter into this river. Your prayers, whatever they are, whatever I'm moving you in, will be anointed, says the Spirit of grace. But learn how to step past yourself. Don't stay in the old. Begin to enter into the new, says the Spirit of the Lord. Revival will be new things all the time taking place, although it will never break out of my word or my foundation, says the Spirit of the Lord. But get ready for expansion. Get ready for new, says the Spirit of the Lord. Many new things. Practice these things at home. Practice allowing me to take over your prayers of understanding. You'll go to places of proclaiming decrees, standing in places of boldness, says the Spirit of the Lord, that does not come up from the natural man. Hallelujah.